This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, October 29, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South African-focused coal miner Coal of Africa Limited will expand its Makado coking coal project area in Limpopo Province after having entered into an exchange of prospecting rights agreement with joint venture companies held by Rio Tinto and the Kwezi Group. The joint venture companies Chapudi Coal and Kwezi Mining and Exploration would give coal ownership over certain prospecting rights and interests over certain farms contiguous to the Makado project, in exchange for other prospecting rights and farms. Coal subsidiary Regulus Investment would pay Chapudi Coal a minimum of 12.5 million rand as part of the farm swap agreement. On Wednesday, Israel rejected accusations by a UN panel of experts that the Middle East nation may be involved in the illegal export and sale of so-called blood diamonds from the Ivory Coast. Israel's diamond controller Shmuel Mordechai said he was shocked by what he called false accusations in the experts' report to the UN Security Council on international compliance with UN sanctions imposed on the Ivory Coast. Along with Israel, the panel also named the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, Guinea and Liberia as some of the countries that needed to step up efforts to enhance a four-year-old UN embargo on buying rough diamonds mined in the Ivory Coast. The Security Council is expected to renew for another year embargoes on arms and rough diamond sales and other sanctions on the Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which is still recovering from a civil war. Also making headlines, global miner Rio Tinto is looking to mend relations with Chinese metals firm Chinalco by making a joint investment in Mongolia's Oyu Tolgoi copper gold mine project. Iron ore miner Kumba Iron Ore manages to elbow steelmaker ArcelorMittal South Africa out of its claim to be part of the 8.5 million rand Sishen South project. Africa Copper appoints a Zambian professor to its board. And TSX-listed Teoman is seeking clarification from China's Jinchan Group after receiving a note of intent to terminate an agreement in which the Chinese firm was to buy 70% of Teoman's Kwale mineral sands project in Kenya. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.